The first reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 33, beginning at verse 14. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. And this is the name by which it will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel is written in the 21st chapter of that according to St. Luke, beginning at verse 25. Glory to you, O Lord. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, the stars, and on the earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard, so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly, like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
O God, help us to listen to your word with understanding, to receive it with faith, and to respond to it with courage. For Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. Please sit down. Happy New Year. It's really good to be with you as the church's year begins, and we start the time of watching and waiting and hoping, which we call Advent. We move this year into the year of Luke in our lectionary. Most of our Sunday Gospel readings will be from him. And he was the beloved physician, apostle to the Gentile world, fascinated by Jesus' healing ministry, impressed by his relationships with women, careful and human and inclusive, as he tells the good news. And today's gospel reading is a long way into Luke's gospel. Jesus is in Jerusalem. It's just before the Passover. And Jesus' friends have asked him, what will be the sign, first of the destruction of the temple, and more widely, of the end of all things? Now, we all have a sneaky desire to know what's going to happen in the future. People have tried horoscopes, tea leaves, poking around inside chickens, crystal balls, palm reading. But it's usually just as well that we don't know what's round the corner, because life is very fragile. No wonder we all have a deep, fundamental concern about the future. Now, that uncertainty can lead to a sort of morbid anxiety, which destroys our ability to enjoy the present, which makes the future a very threatening place. So we also have a fundamental need to be able to look forward with hope and have something to look forward to. It may be Christmas, or the holidays, or promotion, or retirement, or a marriage, or a birth. So the future can be both promise and threat, tantalizing and scary. This is one of the great themes of Advent. It calls us to look forward in hope and not to waste our energy in anxious imaginings. What Jesus says to his friends is frightening. He's warned of the destruction of Jerusalem, and by the time Luke was writing, the temple had been destroyed in 70 AD. He's warned that his followers would be arrested and persecuted, and this has happened too. Now he speaks of signs in the heavens, the return of the chaos before creation in the sea and the waves, fear among people, and the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. That's a picture from the book of Daniel, the sign of God finally breaking into his world. And for Jesus, this is not at all a reason for terror. Stand up, he says. Raise your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. Then comes a gentle, ordinary parable, the story of the fig tree. And notice how Luke adds, and all the trees, just in case his readers don't have fig trees in their part of the world. When the buds break, you know that summer is coming. That's a familiar, comforting idea. And the suggestion is that the coming of the Son of Man, the coming of the kingdom, will not be scary, but natural, inevitable, right, and joyful. But we don't know when this will be. The prayer of the early Christians was, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. And their belief was that that coming would be soon. There's a paradox, a sort of contradiction, that we constantly pray for the coming of the kingdom, but also know that the kingdom of God is already within us now. So Jesus reminds his friends and us that the future depends on our hopeful, purposeful actions now, in the present. We have to be ready, alert, not weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the worries of this life. Someone once said that worry's like a rocking chair. Keeps you busy, gets you nowhere. We don't know what the future holds for each one of us. We go forward to meet the one who comes. But part of the paradox is that he's met us already, which is why we're here. We live as if we shall go on living for years and years and years, if not forever. But we know, although we don't like to think about it, that our end could come at any moment. And if it's sooner than we think, are we ready? Or will there be a huge pile of if-onlys weighing us down? Advent's a time for expectant waiting, reflecting on those great themes of death and judgment, heaven and hell. Preparing for the coming of the kingdom. But God doesn't go away on holiday for Advent. He's with us always, here and now. So we live both in time and eternity, citizens of earth and inheritors of the kingdom of heaven, rejoicing in the present moment, in what God is doing for us now, and in the hope of what will be. We shall share in the communion of Christ's body and blood, here, now, today. And at the same time, we look forward to sharing one day in the heavenly banquet. Our Christian life holds all of this together, and Advent reminds us of this. We are knowing and waiting, looking backward and forward, enjoying and expecting, having and hoping. The past is history, the future is mystery. Now is a gift, which is why it's called the present. I don't know where I first heard that, but it makes sense, especially today. I want to end with a poem I found. It's a sort of prayer meditation by someone called Helen Mallicoat, of whom I'd not heard before. And the title is, I Am. I was regretting the past and fearing the future. Suddenly my Lord was speaking. My name is I Am. He paused. I waited. He continued, when you live in the past with its mistakes and regrets, it is hard. I am not there. My name is not I Was. When you live in the future with its problems and fears, it is hard. I am not there. My name is not I Will Be. When you live in this moment, it is not hard. I am here. My name is I Am. So I wish you a holy and hopeful Advent and the joy of God's presence with you at every moment.